It's time for Dial the Doc. That takes us to FHN, and Dr. Kuneru is our interview for today. It's National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and our topic today is prostate cancer. Good morning, Dr. Kuneru. It's very nice to have you with us. How are you today, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and a lot of neat things to talk about today. You treat your parents, or your patients, I should say, at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. You're also the CEO of Cancer Treatment Organization in Dubuque. Could you tell us a little bit about Paramount Oncology Group?
Yeah, we're a full-service radiation oncology organization. Provide physicians, management services. So we provide a comprehensive solution for the specialty of radiation oncology. We service a few clinics in Illinois. So that's a little bit about our organization.
So are you traveling to different clinics on a daily basis, or are you kind of more centered in one?
I spend my time in Freeport,
mm-hmm.
at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. We have other physicians that cover different clinics.
Okay, with September being National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, first of all, what and where is the prostate?
Yeah, the prostate is located in very valuable real estate. It's actually located, between the bladder and the bowels. So strategically, it's in a very important location. And really, it's a pass-through. Your seminal vesicles sit right on top of the prostate, and they kind of store your sperm. So basically, the prostate is a pass-through when sperm kind of go through and they're stored within the seminal vesicle and prostate.
Okay. Do we know what exactly causes prostate cancer, doctor?
It's basically when there is an overgrowth of cells within the prostate, and that can happen really in any organ within the body. It just so happens that the prostate within men happens to be a very common location for cancer. In fact, it's one of the most common cancers in men.
Is there a certain age where it starts to show up, or it could be any age?
Well, interestingly, they've done autopsies of on men in their 90s, and they found that about 90% of those men had prostate cancer. So it's almost not a question of if, but a question of when. So as we get older, the chances of getting prostate cancer become higher and higher. Now, the difference is that a lot of those prostate cancers can be indolent and non-aggressive, so treatment may not be needed. But for those cancers that are aggressive and do need treatment, that's where you have to get the appropriate screening and follow-up.
Is that a screening you should have yearly or every 5, or does it kind of depend on your age?
It depends on your age and risk factors. Typically, getting a prostate exam, starting around the age of 50, getting your PSA checked through your primary care physician, and that's a good start. If there's any abnormalities on any of those, then you may need to get followed closer. So that's something that you definitely want to follow closely with your primary care physician on once you get past the age of 50.
Not only with cancer in your prostate, does that have anything to do with your urinary tract and flow and that type of thing?
That's a great question. As we get older, our prostate tends to get bigger, and you can have something called benign prostatic hypertrophy. That has nothing to do with prostate cancer. It just means that your prostate gets larger. And when that happens, the prostate can kind of pinch on your urethra, which is basically the tube that takes the urine out of your bladder. So as your prostate gets bigger, it can be harder for you to empty your bladder fully. So the symptoms that can present with is you're urinating more frequently, you're getting up in the middle of the night more often, symptoms like that. So yes, you can have urinary symptoms as your prostate gets larger, even independent of prostate cancer.
All right. I actually hear that conversation halfway often with men over 60. What symptoms, doctor, might a man experience that could suggest prostate cancer? What might show up that he might raise a red flag?
You know, in many cases, there are no symptoms, which is why, you know, we do need screening. But oftentimes, you know, as we get older, our prostate gets bigger. And if there is a cancer in there, it could also exacerbate some of the symptoms that we already have with a large prostate. So as I mentioned already, you know, you may be having urinary frequency, getting up at night, incomplete emptying of the bladder. So although those are not diagnostic in any way, you know, they may go hand in hand with a larger prostate.
Okay, now with the screenings, I imagine that gives you the diagnosis, and how is that diagnosed as you go through that screening?
Yeah, so typically, you know, there are two ways. One is through a rectal exam where your doctor can actually feel the prostate with his finger through the rectum. And if he feels any nodules or if he feels that the prostate is enlarged, that may be one potential way of diagnosing prostate cancer, where he may refer you to go get a biopsy. Okay. The other scenario is if your PSA, which is a blood test and a very sensitive marker for your prostate, if those blood levels are high, then that may also be suggestive of you having prostate cancer.
What is the traditional treatment for prostate cancer, doctor?
So depending on how aggressive the cancer is and what stage it's at, there are really two well-defined treatments that have a long track record of success. One is a prostatectomy or surgery, and the other one is radiation therapy. For, you know, if your prostate cancer is really early stage and limited within the prostate, you know, both surgery or radiation therapy have a 90% plus cure rate. Okay. As prostate cancer spreads, you know, it may be starting to break through the prostate capsule, or maybe it's going into the seminal vesicles. Well, once it gets to that more aggressive stage, then typically at that point, radiation therapy is a better option. And we usually do that with a combination of hormonal treatment.
Now, I'm guessing that just really holds true that you should get tested, especially over the age of 50, at least once a year for a yearly physical, and then this would show up.
Yes. You know, usually what happens is as that prostate cancer gets larger or if it starts to spread a little bit, your PSA level usually starts going up.
So the prognosis for somebody diagnosed with prostate cancer, I guess it's probably how early it's caught.
It's all dependent on how early it's caught. And like I said, if we catch it early, you know, the cure rates are very good, you know, 90% plus.
Do you find that some men maybe have some signs and ignore it?
I think what happens is that, you know, prostate cancer can be a very slow growing cancer. So even if it's caught, sometimes men choose to not do anything about it, and sometimes that could, over time, as that cancer continues to grow, that may lead to problems.
Is there any time where it should not be treated?
If you're an older male, let's say you're in your 70s or 80s or, you know, in that age range, and we find that you have a really low-grade, non-aggressive prostate cancer, at that point, it's reasonable to just watch it. And when I say watch it, that means still getting your screening aggressively, but perhaps you don't need treatment at that time because the chances that you're going to die from prostate cancer in the next 10 years is very low. And that gives you an idea how slow prostate cancer can grow if it's early stage and low grade. The bigger thing to worry about is if it's a higher grade prostate cancer that's more aggressive. That's the type of cancer you want to get treated right away.
All right. Some fabulous answers. We've been talking today with Dr. Kanayru from FHN and part of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Area. Where can people find out more, Doctor, on if they have questions on this or how to get an appointment? Where should they go?
Yeah, well, you know, patients can go to our website at www.fhn.org. And, you know, or they can call the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, our number, which I actually don't have at the top of my head, but they can call our cancer center or they can visit our website.
And that it's FHN.org.
Yes.
Dr. Kanayru, it's been very interesting talk with you discussing today prostate cancer and National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and Dr. part of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Doctor, nice talk with you. I'm sure some men out there heard some things they needed to hear, and probably your biggest tip is make sure you get your yearly physicals and your yearly screenings.
That's right.
All right. Doctor, nice talk with you. You have a great day. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. That's Dial-A-Doc today on WBGR, Big FM 93.7. Well, I don't want to say that, but we might skirt that rain this morning. Then turning partly sunny, warm, and humid, a high 87 today. Winds will be light from the east to the southeast.